the Lord bless you.
Please pray with me. Lord, we thank you for this day that you have made. And as we especially get to celebrate our students who are getting confirmed today, we ask for a hearing of your word and help us to renew our commitments to you. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. For those of you who may be new to our service, today is an unusual and a very special Sunday service for us. As we will, in a few moments, hear from eight of our youth group members who will be confirming their faith in Jesus Christ. Like the disciples in today's reading, they will be answering the question, "But who do you say I am?" Or as the grammar emphasizes, "But you, who do you say I am?" Without discounting the importance of the community-shaped faith, what matters to Jesus and each of us, and to each of us ultimately, is how we respond to this question individually and personally. Not who do your friends say, not who do your parents say, and not even who does your church say, but who do you say I am? And so this morning, in light of the confirmation service, I want to just highlight the fact that Jesus asked this question at this particular moment only after the disciples have spent a significant amount of time with Jesus. Notably, Jesus did not ask this question when he first called them to follow him. It teaches us that a full knowledge of Jesus is not a prerequisite to begin to follow him. Matthew's gospel may not be strictly chronological, but Jesus asks this question after the disciples have heard the Sermon on the Mount, after they have witnessed multiple healings and exorcisms, after the feeding of the 5,000, after the feeding of the 4,000, after they have been sent on their first mission trip, after they have seen Jesus walk on the water, and after they have walked with him for perhaps 3 years. Jesus has not given them the answer. Instead, after years of experiencing his presence, he wants to know now, what conclusions have you come to? Based on everything you have heard me say, based on everything you have seen me do, you, who do you say I am? And that is precisely the experience of our confirmation students. This is a question that they will answer for themselves today. After having been in the church for most of them all of their lives, after having been nurtured in their faith by their families, by Sunday school, by the youth group, after taking a really fun, or maybe not so fun, year-long confirmation class, after examining for themselves what Jesus said and did, they are now ready to answer that question for themselves. And as you heard, the Apostle Peter responded to Jesus' question, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And from where we sit today, we know that that is the correct, orthodox answer. But we also know that immediately following this, Jesus will rebuke Peter, because how he understood what it meant for Jesus to be the Christ is quite flawed. Later, Peter will further boast that even if everyone abandons Jesus, even if he has to go to death, he will follow him. And yet, when Jesus is arrested, we know that he will abandon Jesus just like everyone else, cursing and swearing that he does not even know who Jesus is. Just because you have the right answers doesn't mean that you always live right. Just because you can correctly articulate your beliefs doesn't mean that you will always be faithful. It takes time. It takes time to get it right. Like any relationship, it takes time to get to know the person. It takes more time to get it right-er. Peter will hear the rooster crow and weep and be ashamed of his cowardice and denial of knowing Jesus. But the good news for Peter and for all of us is that there is also forgiveness. Jesus promises Peter that he will pray for him, and after his resurrection, Jesus will call him back again to feed his sheep and to follow him. Peter will discover that he can always be restored to fellowship and to leadership. As Proverbs 24 encourages us, though the righteous fall seven times, he will rise again. I know that all of us who have been walking with Jesus for any length of time can relate to this. Like Peter, we all need more time and more opportunities to mature and to grow in our understanding of who Jesus is and what it means to follow him. Peter's declaration is absolutely correct, but it is not the climax nor the end of his faith. Rather, it is just one important marker in his ongoing walk with Jesus. Like so, our confirmants today would declare that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. That is the right answer. But it does not mean that their faith is now complete. It does not mean that they will not perfectly and always follow Jesus. Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. But what that means exactly, what implications that has for one's priorities and daily life choices, our confirmants will more fully discover in the years to come. Like Peter, like all the disciples of Jesus, they will discover that they will too stumble along the way. And like him, they will have more opportunities to get it right, to get it closer to being right, just like all of us. And the great joy and responsibility for all of us here today is that we get to be a part of their ongoing, lifelong walk with Jesus. So let's keep on encouraging one another to follow Jesus Christ, to keep on following our Lord and Savior, and invite others to. Please pray with me. Lord, we're so thankful for this day. We're thankful that these students have made the decision to follow you and to declare publicly this day that they're yours. And so we pray the prayers of the psalmist this morning. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me, until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come. Lord, these, your children, have made a good beginning. Thank you for their parents, for their children's pastors and teachers, for their youth group pastors and teachers, for all who have prayed and have nurtured their faith. Keep them growing so that even to old and gray and white hairs, they will proclaim your might, your goodness, your grace, your majesty, your compassion, your mercy, your faithfulness to the next generation and to the generations after that. For in the name of Jesus Christ, the living Son of God, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. Hear now the words of Jesus. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Obeying the word of our Lord Jesus and confident of his promises, we baptize those whom he has called. In baptism, God claims us, puts a sign on us to show that we belong to him. God frees us from sin and death, uniting us with Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined to Christ's ministry of love, justice, and peace. And so let us remember and rejoice in our own baptism as we celebrate the sacrament.
On behalf of Session, I present Amelie Young to receive the sacrament of baptism.